This is Icon Art Radio. I'm Bill Teeple. I'm here with Alan Cobb, my co-host. And our guest today is Ken Dubin. Ken is an artist out of Chicago that moved to Fairfield. How long ago did you move to Fairfield?
I think it's been about 4 years
now.
Oh,
boy. It's gone fast. Flies, doesn't it? Well, he's the curator of a show that's opening at Icon Gallery on March 1st, 2013, and will be up until April 20th. Tell us how you conceived of and got this show going.
Well, it started the last time I did a residency at the Virginia Center for the Creative Arts. So I was there for about a month at that time. And I just kind of, you know, coming from living here and being part of Icon, I thought maybe it would be a good melding to maybe see who's in Iowa, what artists are in Iowa that have been to the VCCA, and then propose a show to Icon to see if it seemed worthwhile, something that Icon might want to present. So that was the beginning of it. And
for the listening audience, do they know what VCCA is?
No, that's what we're going to say right now. The show is called Icon Iowa VCCA, and that's because it's seven artists that have all done the Virginia residency, which is the Virginia Center for Creative Arts. And now we're going to tell the listening audience what a residency is. So you say a word about that, because this is hot now. Residencies are a big thing in the art world.
What's known as the VCCA for short, which they refer to it all the time, is one of hundreds of residency, artist residency programs in the United States, and then they're outside the country, where artists from all over will go and... Whether they're composer,
just visual artists. This is music people and theater
poets
and writers, right?
Of any sort of creative person that has a project in mind, or maybe doesn't have a project in mind. Maybe they're going, you know, as a fresh experience to get that project in mind. Mm-hmm. Or they have a project in mind and it totally changes when they get there, but they're all over the United States, and it varies. There'll be some where you might go to for 3 days. Sometimes a writer will be working right in the middle of their book or whatever it is, and they may be close by. So for the Virginia residency, they may be in D.C. and just drive up and then have 3 days where they just bury themselves in their studio and come out to eat. Mm-hmm. So in the case of this VCCA, they'll serve 3 meals a day, and they'll give you a room to live in, to sleep in, and then a separate studio to work in, 24/7. The place is yours. You come and go in and out of your studio. There's no instructors or schooling. There's nobody telling you what to do. And they'll even tell you if you sleep half the time. That's probably needed within your art making process. So maybe when you leave here, things are looking better.
Yeah,
but sure. But everybody works away.
Yeah,
some people leave because they come from New York and it may be just a little too slowed down. This particular place is on I think about 200 acres of land. I think it's about, I don't know, 50 or it's very beautiful, a lot of land. Mm-hmm. And you really just kind of settle into your work. Mm-hmm. And when, you know, you just have a chance to just do what it is you're there to do.
Yeah.
You do have to present a project, and there is a jury
to get in.
To get in.
At the end, you don't have to show anything, or do you? Of what you did.
Well, generally what there is open studios for the visual artist, and sometimes they'll be together or individually. So that almost always takes place, though it's not mandatory. Usually, like, say, the poets will read what mm-hmm. they've been writing or something they've written in the past. Mm-hmm. A composer might do a performance. So it's not mandatory, but it usually takes place.
Mm-hmm. But to get in, you have to present a portfolio or something to...
You do. Some are very difficult to get in, extremely difficult to get into. Mm-hmm. And others are maybe not so difficult. But you do have to get juried in. So that you may have a lot of rejections before you get mm-hmm. accepted. And you may not. You may luck out, you know.
Well, so you that way you value it more, and they weed out the people who just want a place to go and crash for a while and fart around.
Exactly. They really do. They don't want that at all. You know, they want a more serious artist, especially the one in Virginia. I mean, there's others. There's McDowell Colony and Yaddo. It's very, very difficult to get in there. People like Truman Capote have written there, and I can't right now think of who else. You know, but it's really...
And there's a charge, but there's also scholarships. Is that how it works?
Some have a mandatory amount that you must pay to get in. Mm-hmm. Usually it's not too expensive. It might be $30 a day. The VCCA, I think on the application form, it says, it suggests how much it costs them per day. And they ask you how much can you afford to pay of that. Mm-hmm. And I'm told that people don't get rejected if they can pay very little.
Yeah.
And I think it says that on the form. And then there's also scholarships that can be applied. Mm-hmm. You know, there might be a writer or theater, composer, you know. Mm-hmm. So there are specific scholarships, too, that you can apply for.
Do they do things to encourage interaction among the participants, or is that just left to chance?
It's pretty much chance. Although
Do people come out and eat together in a common place, the common dining hall?
Specifically the VCCA, for breakfast, you know, it may be between 9 and 11 or 7 and 9, something like that. So depending on when you wake up, you have that time period, you can just come into the dining room and eat a buffet-type breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then lunch is a buffet that's out in the studios. It used to be they'd serve you with a lunch bucket, would come to the kitchen, and you'd have to pick it up. Mm-hmm. Some places still do that. You know, everybody has a different way of doing it. And then dinner time is dinner at a set time, so mm-hmm. everybody sits down together at dinner. There's places like Ragdale in Chicago where dinner is served at the same time. Everybody sits at the same table. There's only about 12 people there at mm-hmm. a given time. And then throughout the day, breakfast and lunch, you're responsible for making your own mm-hmm. meals. So it works that way, too.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So it's sort of like a workshop, except there's no program.
Yeah, the places they usually refer to as artist residencies, and they used to be called art colonies.
Yeah.
So you might be familiar with that term.
Yeah.
They don't use them so much anymore. But... what you had asked, is it mandatory to what?
Well, just the
collaboration.
I just wondered if people tend to, this will vary too, of course, but for the Virginia one, do people go there partly because of the other people who are there or mostly to be by themselves?
Well, you get both, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people go there because you are around people from all over the world.
Yeah.
Of all different sorts of creative persons. So you have that condensed time.
Yeah, I would think that would be a great draw.
Dialogue and everything. But they're all there really, I think, to get in their studio and do their work.
Yeah.
I think if there wasn't that, I don't know, you know, exactly.
Well, go ahead.
I often think about, you know, the scene in Paris, you know, in the earlier part of the last century when so many artists were converging on Paris and literature and painting and so on. But part of what made it what it was that they were all hanging out together and they were challenging each other and stimulating each other and inspiring each other and infuriating each other. And it would, that interaction, you know, created a explosion of creativity that was really, you know, staggering. And I always feel like there would be so much more creativity even than what we have in Fairfield if there were something a little bit more, you know, catalytic about the way the creative people get together. They kind of don't get together. They kind of stay on their own program because they all live here, and that's different from visiting a place for a finite period of time where there are people, the people there are all devoted to one or another form of creativity. And it just creates an environment that's stimulating in a different way.
You know, I'll tell you, it's very stimulating because you get to hear, you know, you get to speak and hear other people's ideas, how writers, their creative process is as much as like the composers or the visual artists. Mm-hmm. And you get a lot of different understandings from talking at the dinner table, what different people have to say. And also from like, it's pretty common, like at, sometimes you can go five nights in a row after dinner, there'll be a reading. Mm-hmm. And so that's very stimulating. You, you get to hear what somebody's just written or has written or is working on right now in the present, what they're working on and trying to work out.
Yeah.
So you get all of that. And sometimes there's the artists will get together, something will spark, and they will have a collaboration. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how that happens. Sometimes I think it just happens naturally. And I've heard that, you know, heard very naturally. Other times I think people are there to collaborate with each other. And sometimes there's proposals to these places that are specifically collaborations.
Yeah.
So I just read some residency program is inviting artists to come for specifically for that. They want collaborations.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well,
is there some central resource where these kinds of programs are visible?
There is a few. There's one called the Alliance for, I think it's the Alliance for Artists Community. Hmm. I believe that's what it's called. I can't remember right now, but if you look it up, I think it's the Alliance for Artists Community. Mm-hmm. And they're like an umbrella for many of these.
Yeah.
There's another one, Arts Res. And I think that may be for more that are out of the country.
It's interesting. I every now and then I'll subscribe for a short period of time to one of the kind of writing-oriented publications. And there are just hundreds of ads for programs for writers. And I don't know how anyone would ever tell one from another. I mean, I some of them are famous, obviously, like the Iowa Writers, you know, Workshop. But I mean, there literally must be 100 ads in every issue of Writers and Poets or whatever the magazine is called. And some of them are kind of training oriented, and some of them are residencies like you're describing, and some of them, there's no telling what they are. It's just the name and a picture of a farm. And you think, well, that might be nice.
They don't give you much information. Yeah. Some of them don't.
Yeah, it's weird.
Some of them are actual workshops. You actually do pay, and it is a workshop. You meet at a certain time. You have somebody that's leading the group, and it's a literal.
And they'll have those at these. Does Virginia have anything like that?
They don't, really. Yeah. Not that I can recall at all, but some will do that. And then there's some residency programs that will combine that, you know, that may be a regular residency program going on where all the artists are just working at whatever they work on in their studios. But there may be also another program going on where there's somebody, a writer that's leading a workshop and then persons from outside the specific residency may come in and take that program.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
But those that are inside that are writers, I mean, that are already accepted to this program may also take it too if they choose.
Yeah.
So there's
yeah.
And then you know, but the ones that I'm familiar with, what they're not are there's a lot of these places where artists sign up and you know go away, and there's always an instructor, and they may be always doing plein air painting.
Yeah.
Or a certain type of painting or a certain type of workshop. So the ones I'm familiar with, there's none of that at all.
Yeah.
There's really no instructors. There's no,
yeah.
You don't sign up to go and, you know, paint in the south of France, the landscapes or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those too, you know.
Yeah. It sounds like there's something for everybody and quite a lot of it. Maybe it's a good way to make money.
No, I think there's a demand for it. There's probably some money in it, I would think. But there's a demand for it. And I think artists really need this. Their lives are so hectic, and they just have to get taken out of the worries of everyday life and play someplace where they have nothing to think about except their art. And, but it's in the last few years, I've heard of, you know, from various quarters of more and more artists that are doing residencies. And it seemed like in the past it was a just sort of not so in the forefront.
I think now what it is we're really hearing about it. You know, and I understand the National Endowment for the Arts, a lot of the money that it's giving out is going to the residency programs rather than the individual artists.
Yeah.
Because they feel if it's placed there, it reaches more artists.
Sure.
And so we're starting really to hear more about these.
Makes sense.
And they're opening up more and more. People are finding maybe they have an estate, you know, or a farm, and they want to do something with it. And, well, what do you do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we can turn it into some type of a residency program, because maybe they've grown up with art all their life. Or maybe their spouse or somebody was an artist. Like, oh, the Rauschenberg, I guess, who lived in Florida. And he had a studio there. So he's passed away. Mm-hmm. And now there's the, I think the Robert Rauschenberg Artist Residency Program is either on its way to happening or maybe is now just begun.
Mm-hmm.
But I know they were looking for a director and, you know.
Is that in Florida?
That's in Florida.
Where he was, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, there's an example of how they start up.
Yeah.
There's one in Iowa that somebody has a farm there, and his son is an artist. And I think they had this place, this farm, and they decided to turn it into a residency program. So
where is that?
They're at the beginning of their program. That's in Grinnell.
Well, that's the one that you went to in Grinnell. It's just getting off the ground, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Well, speaking of Iowa, you've selected for this show 7 Iowa artists that have done the Virginia residency. And one of them is you've included some of your work, so that's one. But there's 6 other artists together. Can we name their names for the listening audience?
We have Jane Gilmore. Who's from Cedar?
She's from Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids. And there's Laura Young from Iowa City, Laurel Farron from Iowa City.
Anita Jung.
From Iowa City also.
Yeah, all these people teach at the universities in Iowa, as far as I know.
They had, but now a couple have retired. Jane is retired. Chris Streed. She is, I think, retired a few years ago. I just found out she's in the show.
And that's the other one from Cedar Falls.
Cedar Falls. And did we leave anybody out?
I think
we did.
Was that six? I think that was 6.
Hate to leave anybody Laura, out.
Yeah, Laura, I think you're
great artist. This is really...
Oh, Louise Camus.
Camus, yes.
Yeah.
There's quite a variety of styles. You know, ranges from real, she just paints like realistic bunches of dried things.
Kind of
brush-like things.
That are kind of on their way to their passage in life to leaving this life.
Beautifully rendered, but really kind of a nice visual presentation. And then we've got some straight abstraction, a lot of that actually. Everyone should come down and see the work of these artists at Icon Gallery. Now, let me say for people who just tuned in that we're with Ken Dubin, who is curating a show at Icon Gallery. Opens on the Friday, First Friday Art Walk, March 1st, 2013 at Icon Gallery in Fairfield. And he selected seven artists that have all been at the Virginia Residency, one of the foremost residencies in the United States. And if you've been listening, you've been hearing us talk about residencies. What more do you have to say about this whole subject? What comes to mind off the top of your head to go from here and talking to the audience?
Well, this show is really a great, great show. I hope, you know, people all over Iowa that are able to get to see the show do get to come to Icon to see it. It's really, if you're an hour away, it's definitely, I believe, a worthwhile drive. I think it's a really good show. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to get the show to travel. So we're going to propose it to some other venues around Iowa, and we'll see where else, and see if we can get this show to travel. They're excited in Virginia that this is being taken place. And
yeah, it's good.
It's good
good PR for them. Maybe they can contribute to the traveling show project.
That would be nice. Or if they could contribute to Icon's, you know, the show right now,
it would
be nice.
Contribute to Icon's rent.
Maybe they'll hear the show and
yeah,
think about that.
Is there anyone from Virginia who might be able to get to Fairfield to see the show?
You know, they all know about it, so it's possible. It would be great if they did.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might even talk to them.
And we could do
the radio.
We could do an Icon Thursday, and they could talk about their program.
I'd be happy to invite and let them know, and invite them if that's something you'd like to do, if that fits into your schedule.
Well, if anybody wants to come out here, we'll work with them.
Yeah, especially if they want to pay the rent for that month.
But I will say that we already have planned a closing event for this show, a forum with some of these artists and maybe some other artists that have done other residencies at Icon Gallery on Saturday, April 20th. And it'll be an afternoon going into the evening, or early evening, of a forum on residencies, and then a bit of a walk through this show with the artists. And we'll have food and treats and a kind of reception at the same time. So mark your calendar for April 20th, 2013 at Icon for this special event that around this show. And if anyone from Virginia wants to come, that would be a perfect time for them to come.
That would be. You know what
that
I do? That
sounds really interesting.
I do want to mention, you know, the reason that I like this idea of combining persons that have been to the Virginia Center for Creative Arts with Icon Galleries and exhibit was I feel that, you know, there's so many creative people in Fairfield. It's amazing, mm-hmm. of all sorts. And I don't, so far, when you mention a residency program, there's very few that know what they are.
Yeah.
And I mean, so it's kind of a way of allowing people in Fairfield to know that these places are out there, and when somebody goes on vacation, maybe they're saving their money to mm-hmm. go on vacation once a year. It wouldn't be so bad to, you know, if it costs X amount of money a day and travel to get to one of these places, and if they were to get accepted, mm-hmm. you know, to stay for a month or 2 months and working on your artwork, on your craft, and you can still, on a weekend, go for a ride here or there or whatnot. You can still be in Rome.
Yeah.
And be working in residency somewhere on your artwork, or
yeah.
or be in France or wherever you may want to go, because they're everywhere.
So our intention is to kind of educate the people of Fairfield about residencies, because most people don't in Fairfield know about them.
I haven't paid any attention to them, and I guess mainly because I assumed that, number one, they would probably all be too expensive, and number two, I was under the impression that they were all like course programs, you know, where you go to be talked to about how to write or how to paint or whatever. And I'm at a stage where I'm interested in learning from other people, but I'd rather talk to writers one-on-one and dig deep than sit in a room with a bunch of other people who are all trying to figure out how to write the great American novel or the great American screenplay.
So for yourself, you know, you might just...
It would be more of
love
Virginia
a place
kind of thing.
Like this.
Yeah.
And, you know, you would apply with whatever it is you're working on or have worked on for samples. Yeah. And you'd have a project that you'd go there with for anywhere from... You wouldn't want to go there for 3 days. It's, you know,
yeah, it'd be more
probably
like
want
a
to
month
go
or
for
two.
A month. You know, that'd be great, you know. And you would sink into your work, whatever your project is, and you would just... Like with no distractions, very little distractions, and the distractions that you would have, you would probably welcome because
they'd be stimulating.
Yeah, and Bill, you might go away and just can you imagine
sleep
how much you would get done?
Sleep for a month.
There's a bed in every studio. There is a bed in every studio, just so that you can sleep. But can you imagine if you could get away for, in your case, my God, a week somewhere of no distraction.
That would be great. Done. Yeah.
Nothing but a pencil.
Pencil my and pencil and clipboard. Yeah. Well, I'll think about that. It might just happen one of these days because I've gotten it. It's very attractive. I think every artist would find it attractive that it's more accessible and easier to get involved than I thought.
Yeah.
That's a good point. So let me just say before our time's up that we've been talking with Ken Dubin, a resident of Fairfield, used to be in Chicago, but was magnetically drawn here to Fairfield and has become a great helper at ICON and is now curating this show, ICON Iowa VCCA, with the artists from Fairfield who have all done the Virginia residency.
You've been listening to ICON Art Radio, a production of Iowa Contemporary Art, Fairfield.